dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
The Nick DiGilio Show continues with more of our Friday features. Yeah. We're back. Nick DiGilio here, Tom Hush. It's Friday morning, and it's time now for You Big Dummy. This is when we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them, and then we vote. Tom votes, I vote, and then you vote. First person in at 312-981-7200, and we will award you. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. The Arizona Department of Public Safety cited a man for driving in the HOV lane with a skeleton decoration as in the passenger seat. By the way, the picture of the skeleton is pretty great. Skeletor had another scheme foiled, but it wasn't the Masters of the Universe. Instead, it was the Arizona Public Safety, Department of Public Safety. DPS troopers cited a 62-year-old male driver for HVO and window tint violations on State Route 101 near Apache Boulevard Thursday morning, according to the DPS. The tweet jokingly states, "Think you can use the HOV lane with Skeletor riding shotgun? You're dead wrong."
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
In Arizona, they call the HOV lane, that's the carpool lane. So he wanted to use the carpool lane, so he put a skeleton decoration in the front seat so he can use the carpool lane. Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. By the way, that reminds me of the Curb Your... You remember the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Where he hires a prostitute so he can use the car.
Yeah.
The all right.
I think we've all done that once or twice.
That's fantastic. Dummy number two, dummy number two. A newly elected mayor of one Brunswick County beach town is tired of the heart of controversy. Is tired of the heart of controversy. Oak Island's Mayor Ken Thomas is speaking out because a mural on the side of his home is making a splash. Seashells and sea turtles and palm trees to a mini lighthouse. A square inch of his home screams beach, but one artistic choice is making residents raise questions. It's at the end of the house, Thomas said. The neighbor has a high fence. The neighbors can't see it. You're driving down the road or you're going too slow. Thomas said his late wife, Roberta, wanted the home to feel like they were under the sea. We have turtles and all kinds of stuff, Thomas said. It was just something she enjoyed, so the last thing she didn't get to do, I had it done. Thomas says it's been part of the house since 2018 and it's not being removed. This ain't going to happen. Nope, taking away my prized possession. He says he lived in Oak Island since 1998 and is so proud to represent the town as his mayor, but he wants to make a change. We have some problems, and we need some renourishment, but need roads worked on, winter storm problems, stormwater problems, and the mermaid shouldn't be a distraction from that. I'm sorry if it offends anybody. The mermaid, by the way, has her butt crack out, and it's a very sexy cartoon mermaid with a butt that's hanging out, and people are not enjoying it.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. A Massachusetts woman was busted for allegedly turning a store parking lot into her own personal potty, pooping there a staggering 8 times in roughly a month. Didn't we have another one of these stories like a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, Mad Pooper.
Dubbed the parking lot pooper, Andrea Grosser, 51 of Ashland was allegedly caught dropping trowel near the Natick Outdoor Store on Wednesday morning after she was nabbed on camera in the act, according to Metro West Daily News. Police said they had been investigating since the fecal matter had been showing up last month. At first, workers thought it was an animal, but then they noticed toilet paper and other wipes that items animals that don't use or have access to. Cops linked Grocer to all eight poops, but said they still have to no idea why she did it. Store owner Henry Canner is nevertheless flush with excitement. "I'm so happy they arrested her," Canner said. "I have no idea who she is. This has been ongoing. She has defecated quite often here. There's nothing more disgusting than coming to your parking lot in the morning and see a pile of human excrement." At Grocer's arraignment on Wednesday, her lawyer called her a pillar of the community. Who works full time. She was charged with wanton destruction of property and released without bail.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. A woman faces a charge of harassment of a public servant after an incident outside a grocery store on Tuesday. Kisa Trini Taylor, 31, is accused of spitting in an officer's face after the officer confronted her about doing a sexually provocative dance on top of a parked vehicle, the affidavit says. The affidavit says that police responded to a fight in progress at the intersection of North Lamar Boulevard and West Lundberg Lane at 11:41 a.m. One of the suspects was inside a grocery store. The other, Taylor, was twerking on a parked car. The officer the officer approached Taylor and told her to get off the vehicle, but Taylor instead took off her pants and continued twerking. The officer detained Taylor once she got down from the vehicle and put her in the back of the patrol car, the affidavit says. While the officer was speaking to Taylor through the rolled-down window, the affidavit says that Taylor intentionally spit through the open window at the officer, hitting the officer on the left side of the face. Taylor is listed as bonded out from the Travis County Jail.
Has something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five! Norfolk County OPP are looking into a fraud complaint after a teenager called to report they attempted to buy a fake ID online and the documents never showed. Constable Ed Sanchuk with OPP West says police received a call Tuesday morning that a teen paid an undisclosed amount online to buy a bogus ID, which was never delivered. Sanchuk posted online that he knows teens want to be older, but they must be aware of the dangers and said parents and caregivers need to sit with their kids down and discuss the ramifications. The negative to this teenager, he provided all of his personal and identifying information, but called the cops because he got ripped off by a fake ID.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
All right. All right. We will continue with the vote and the recap coming up right here on 720 WGN. The Nick DiGilio Show continues here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline Studio, here till 4. Regular features on our Friday morning. We're going to get to Straight Outta Context and Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll get funky with Fly Jams Friday. But right now, we got to wrap up with the vote. You big dummy. All right. We'll do a recap here of the dummies of the week, and then 312-981-7200. You call, and if you get in first, you will be our third vote. So let me do the recap here. We've got the dummy who used a skeleton decoration to try and drive in the carpool lane. We've got the Oak Island mayor who defends a racy mermaid mural on his house. We've got the parking lot pooper who got arrested for pooping in a parking lot in front of a store. We've got the dummy woman who spit in an officer's face after she was told to stop twerking on top of a vehicle. And we got the teen who called the cops because he got stiffed on a fake ID. All right, Tom, where are you going?
Runner-up goes to the twerking lady.
Okay.
In defiance of the law and God himself. But I think really the dumbest person of that lot is the kid who called the cops for not getting the fake ID. Yeah.
Okay.
It's that simple. Just don't call the cops.
Yeah.
Never call the cops.
All right. I think the skeleton thing, the picture of the skeleton is hilarious. The guy who put the skeleton in the passenger seat so he could drive in the carpool lane. Also, the picture of the mermaid is ridiculous. It's on the side of that mayor's house. I don't understand people pooping. I don't understand this woman. Her mugshot, by the way, is also hilarious because she's crying.
Yeah, she's crying.
But my favorite part of that story is that her lawyer called her a pillar of the community.
Pillar of poop.
The teen calling the cops, fake ID. But we're gonna have to get a deciding vote here. I'm going with the twerking woman. I am going with the twerking woman. 312-981-7200. We got to break the tie. Either the teen getting stiffed with the fake ID or the woman who spit in the officer's face after she was told to stop twerking. My favorite part of 312-981-7200. We need a deciding vote. So call right in now at 312-981-7200. It's either the woman who was twerking on the car or the teenager who got stiffed on the fake ID who called the cops. 312-981-7200. Call in and you are the deciding vote. My favorite part is that she was twerking on top of the parked car. The officer told her to stop, and then she took her pants off and continued twerking. So, 312-981-7200. First person through is the deciding vote. It's either the woman who was twerking on top of the car, or the teen who got stiffed on a fake ID and called the cops instead. 312-981-7200. I think we have our vote. Do we have our vote? Okay. Denny, which one are you voting for?
I'm going to agree with you, Nick. I'm going to go with the lady who was twerking.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Denny.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care. There you go. So that's our dummy of the week. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Taking the pants off and then continuing to twerk. That's pretty great.
I got had someone text in from the 773. What is twerking? I guess to describe it is a provocative dance where you shake your backside.
Yes. It's all the rage now. It's all the rage. It's like you stick your butt up, you bend over, you stick your butt out, and then you basically like provocatively dance using your butt. That's twerking.
Yes.
That's twerking.
It's not like the good old days when we did the samba.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also known as the birth of butt boogie. No, it's not. I just made that up. So, all right. We'll do dummies again next. We'll do dummies again next week. And now it's time for this. Oh, this. You better go. F-bomb.
Out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Straight out of context, everybody. We love to have you participate. We thank you for participating. We get so many people participating during the week, and we thank you for that. We love doing these segments. Straight out of context is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, as you should, because it's the best. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context, sounds vaguely dirty, it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and we play them back every Friday morning. Okay, shall we begin?
Let's begin.
All right.
I'm going to kick it off here, as we always should, with Nick D, caught by Brian in Rockford.
Might be able to squeeze in as many as possible.
What?
Oh, man. What was I talking about?
I'm talking about playing fly jams.
Oh! Yeah, so that was a full week ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, next up. It's always fun to have him on. Lou Manfredini, caught by Brian.
if they lick it, it accepts it, upsets their stomach.
What? What was he talking about?
He's talking about being careful with what salt you put out, just in case your pets.
You
put out the salt, and you want to have a wet towel that they could, you know, wash their pads off on, so that when they come in, if they lick their paw, they don't get sick.
That's very helpful.
Super helpful.
Very helpful from the Lou Manfredini. All right. Cool.
All right. Next up, this is coming to us from the John Williams Show. This is courtesy of Wild Bill.
Because then you get your replacement wiener, and then you get a series of replacement wieners to replace your replacement wieners.
What? What was that? What's the context of that?
Not to be too morbid, but I think the Williams household had a wiener dog lost in the family.
But they're
great dog owners. They've always been great dog
always.
Owners.
Always. I'm sorry. It was funny though. I mean, the out of context part was funny.
I mean, you can't say replacement wiener air. No.
But I'm sorry for John and his family. You know, it's tough to lose a pet.
Yeah,
it really is. It really, really hurts.
Well, especially when they love their pets so much.
Exactly.
You know that John loves his dog.
Of course. Well, anyway, I'm sorry to hear that, John, but the wiener thing was funny. All right.
Next up, it's a producer catch here.
Uh-oh.
This is a producer on producer crime. So it's Jess Raines.
Oh, I love Jess.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
Producer of the Matt Bubala Show.
Yeah.
Brian Noonan was filling in this time, and this is coming to us from Diane in Naperville.
Rubbed it like a little genie, and now it's working.
Oh, man.
She was talking about having a little bit of board problems back here in the producer hut.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's having some issues.
But I guess she just kind of gave it a little rub.
Yeah. Gave it a little
perked up.
Rub, and it was fine. Yeah.
All right. Next up, it's sportsman extraordinaire Joe Brand.
Uh-huh.
From the Lou Manfredini Show. This is coming to us from Joyce.
I liked first base a lot.
Did he play first base?
Yes. Lou was talking to him about what position he played for baseball.
Ah.
Football. You know what they say, Joe. Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, first base,
it's important.
Well, you got to be a slugger. Most people who play first base are sluggers.
If you play first base, eventually you'll hit a home run.
Yeah, you have to. I think it's legally you have to.
Yeah.
So, all right.
All right, next up, we've got a couple here. The next two are from the, Jim Toronto. I don't know how to describe him. He's just Elton Jim.
Okay.
That's all I have to say. And this first one's coming to us from Brian.
He usually likes to get me off.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. What was he talking about?
I think it was, he was filling in for Dean.
Yeah.
And Dean called in and he was going to say getting him off topic.
Oh, off topic. Okay.
Because they tend to do that to each other.
Yeah, they do.
Two.
They do. Yeah. Okay.
Funny couple. All right. And again, Elton Jim Toronto, this one coming to us from Carrie.
You have to have some nice wrist action.
Yep. Come on, man.
Take a shot in the dark.
At what they're talking about?
Yeah.
Billiards.
No, they were talking about Frisbees.
Frisbees, which we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, they were talking about the Frisbee.
Yesterday was the birthday of the Frisbee.
Yeah, because they like to do the far-flung forecast, and they did the forecast of the hometown of the inventor of the Frisbee.
Ah, all right, very cool.
All right, next up from WGN-TV, this is Ben Bradley. Always fun to hear from him. This is coming to us from Fox Valley Mike.
And then hopefully, tomorrow, the next day, I'll be able to wear pants.
What? Wear pants?
Yes. I think, unfortunately, did something to his foot, and so he's got the boot on.
Oh.
So he was at work, at WGN-TV, wearing sweatpants.
Oh, I see.
And then,
was that
jacket
tie. Was that from the TV feed?
Yeah.
I believe that's the first time.
It's from him on the Ro Khan Show.
Oh, it was him on the Ro Khan Show. We haven't had any submissions yet from the 4 to 5 show from the TV side.
Yeah, if you catch any of those guys.
Well, yeah, listen between 4 and 5 to the WGN early morning news here from Channel 9 when we broadcast it here on the station. We would love to have a double, You know what I mean? That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. And I'd love to get, if we can get Marcus LeShock.
Yeah.
That would be
a
moment.
Because we love Marcus.
We love Marcus. I'd love to get Marcus LeShock on Straight Out of
Context. He's the best. I love Marcus. He's the best. And I couldn't be happier for his success. So, all right. We have more?
Yeah, we got some more.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is here, we'll continue after this on 720 WGN with more Straight Out of Context. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Because Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context. Context. All right. Nick DiGilio show rolls on here on 720 WGN as we do every week night into the morning of 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. It's Friday. That means all the regular Friday features are happening right now. Straight out of context is happening. It's you listen 24/7. Whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context, sounds a little dirty, jot down the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Let's get back to it, Tom.
All right, back to it. It's Nick D, caught by Waukegan J.
That was exposed. Oh, come on. What was I talking about there?
Talking about the racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
Exposed to a lot of things at the racetrack.
Yeah. My dad liked to play the ponies in the 70s.
Good old time playing the ponies.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right.
All right, next up, this is John Williams again. He makes another appearance. This one's brought to us by Mark D. in Aurora.
Then it was back to another tit.
Oh, man. What? Is he saying tit for tat?
Yeah, he was talking about running up the score. In a game where it's like, if you're the team that's dominating, you just kind of run it out. But if you start getting at each other, it turns into a little tit for tat.
Got it.
All right. Next up, Dave Ennett.
Oh, Dave.
Love to have Dave Ennett.
I love it when Dave's on. Yes.
And this one's coming to us from Waukegan J.
Do you really want to make it longer?
I love it when Dave's on. Dave and Orion are my favorites whenever they appear because they're such pros and they would never say anything inappropriate. That's why it cracks me up every time. What was he talking about?
He was talking about the length of baseball games.
Baseball games,
You know, actually, when I asked Dave, when I said to Dave, hey, we've got an extra hour of the Nick DiGilio show, that was the same response.
Do you really want to make it longer?
yeah, it's funny. I don't want them to stop making. I don't want them to try and make the game shorter because baseball is baseball.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that they don't throw the balls for a walk anymore. I hate it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely hate it. What if they throw a wild pitch? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No.
It's ridiculous.
And what Dave was saying was, Bob Surratt was saying, when it's, I've got the day off work, I'm watching a day game, let it go as long as it wants.
Yeah.
Well, then Dave said, when you have that game, that odd game in April where it's real cold and windy, just out of nowhere.
No, I mean, really look, I understand. Longer. I understand why they want to shorten the game. I totally understand that because some of the games are long and nothing happens. But that's baseball, man.
And I will say,
that's the nature of the game.
There's nothing better on a nice, June day. You got the day game going. Maybe you got the day off of work.
Yeah,
it's just a long game. You're just sitting at Wrigley, hanging out. Nothing better.
No, I love it. I love it. I always have. I mean, having grown up six blocks away from Wrigley Field, that's my childhood. Sitting all day at Wrigley.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Next up, Rokan. One coming to us from Jim.
Would you prefer to use your hand?
Oh, man.
Talking about tracking your information. Would you prefer to use your hand to swipe for stuff? Tracking credit cards, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The future. And another one from Ro here.
Coming
to us from Jay.
Sometimes you just pull it out and you just start staring at it.
Wait. Oh, my God.
there you go.
Has Ro been arrested this week at all? What was he talking about?
He was talking about when you're having dinner with folks.
Yeah.
When you finish your meal, you pull out your phone and you just start staring at it. Much like back in the day, once you were done with your meal, you pulled out your cigarette and you started smoking it.
Right.
It's this weird kind of phenomenon.
Yeah.
The after dinner iPhone check.
Yeah. All right.
All right. And we're going to wrap it up here with a little Lou Manfredini.
All right. Always good. I hope Esmeralda's listening.
I hope so as well. This one's coming to us from Maria.
Great. They put their fingers between their legs and they got nail polish on, right? And they're going, ta ta tu ta ti.
What the hell was that?
Ta ta tu ta ti.
What? Wait, play that one more time.
Ta ta tu ta ti.
What is he doing?
What? He's
now they've got that cart full of booze, right? do they wheel that into the studio, right? Every show?
Not every on the road.
Well, it sounded like he had that cart full of booze. I can see it from here right now through his office.
Maybe
window.
Maybe Lou Manfredini's been sneaking in there.
Taking a little nip here
and there. But it is a
cart full of, what did they call it again?
It's a Knarble wagon.
Knarble wagon. It's loaded with booze.
Yeah.
It's loaded with booze. I walk past it every day. It's really nice to have an alcoholic have to walk past that every day.
Keeps you strong.
Keeps you strong,
just,
man.
You just take a look at it, you walk away.
Test my resolve every morning. No, but it sounded like he had a little, let's hear that noise again that he did.
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
We have to save that as a drop that we can just drop in.
And then in reverse.
Whoa. Little Exorcist action happening there. You know that scene in The Exorcist where Jason Miller is listening to the
backwards thing.
Yeah. Have you ever thought, what the hell are you doing listening to that at 2:00 in the morning alone? Every time I watch that movie, I'm like, what's wrong with you? And then his phone rings and it scares the hell out of him.
Yep.
Every time I see that, I'm like, Jason Miller, what's wrong with you? You know, his knees, north, what knees, north, knees. I was like.
And then, of course, he picks up the phone and hears.
Ta ta tu ta ti.
That's how they get you. That's Pazuzu, right? That's the demons. That's demons calling. You put the evil on us, Lou.
Now, wait a minute. We haven't talked about what he was. What the hell was that? What was he doing?
So he was talking to Joe Brand about the stealing of signs. And that's what he's getting at when he says they have their fingers between their legs.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll have nail polish on to signify certain things. And I guess that's the sound he thinks they make when they wiggle their fingers to, like, you know, just do the signs.
What?
No one ever accused Lou Manfredini of being the expert in baseball. He's just, you know.
What, one more time.
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
I like to think that's the sound he makes when he's, like, fixing a divot, you know, in his yard. Or, like, re-caulking his bathroom.
I don't even know. We have to save that. You know what? The next time Esmeralda is here, you absolutely have to play that.
Absolutely.
Esmeralda loves when the out of context with Lou, but that special added bonus of that sound or whatever the hell that was.
Ah.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
Well, there you go.
All right. Well, there's that. And then there is this.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like us.
That's right. By the way, the fog has rolled in. Have you looked outside?
Yeah, no, it's folks, be careful out there.
Yeah, be careful. The fog has rolled in. We're up here 18 stories above Columbus, and
I'm guessing that's where you're going to get that kind of freezing rain.
Yeah, it's a
not
be careful.
Quite snow.
We're gonna get that freezing rain stuff coming down, that wintry mix, and then it's going to turn to all snow tonight.
Yeah,
and we might get like up to 5 inches by Saturday.
Throw the salt down now; it'll make it really easy.
Yeah.
Make it much easier.
So,
later.
But be careful out there right now because you know it's the fog, it's a John Carpenter movie out there. It meaning it's Big Trouble in Little China.
Watch out, everybody. It's body bags out there.
It's body bags. All right. So that what you just heard is the Nick D Show spy intro. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7, as you should all the time. And whenever anybody mentions me in any capacity, we want to know, you a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right.
All right, so just one spy this week.
Okay.
This is coming to us from the Rokan Show, and I'm going to preface this. This is a very strange spy, and, you know, it's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. I think you've got an idea of what I'm talking about. So what you're going to hear first is a commercial, and then you're going to hear row, okay? And this is coming to us from Brian.
Plus, Nick DeGilio. No. Not WGN's own Nick DeGilio, but Nick DeGilio of Junk Remedy will explain how he'll take all the junk out of your house. And as always, Gary Novell with the credit enhancement tip of the week. Home Sweet Home Chicago, every Saturday at 10 a.m. following House Smarts with Lou Manfredini.
I'm confused. Does that mean that there are two Nick DeGilios, or does Nick DeGilio have an alter ego named Nick DeGilio? Because you have an alter ego named Nick DeGilio, you should be a superhero. He should be like Late Night Man or something like that. Overnight Man. Anybody have an answer to that? Nobody's got an answer to that.
There are two Nick DeGilios. My father.
Well, now there's a third.
And, well, there was a third, too, because my grandfather.
Well, now there's a... What are you going to say every time I say, well, now there's a fourth? Well, my great-great-grandfather, Nicholas DeGilio.
When I heard that the first time, when I heard that promo the first time, I was like, what? Because I heard my name. I was like, what? But apparently there's a guy who de-junks your house that has my name, that has my father's name.
That's very cool.
Yeah. No, my grandfather... But the difference is it's not like I'm Nick DeGilio the third.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
You've all have different middle
names.
We
all have different middle names, yeah. So that's how we didn't. That's why I'm not a junior or a third. But yeah, my grandfather Nick, my dad is Nick. I'm Nick. So there you go.
And then Nick Lachey is Nick.
And there's a guy out there. There's a guy out there who cleans up junk.
In a proud tradition of Nick DeGilio's.
It was so weird. The first time I heard that, I was like, "What?" You know, like
I was very confused
when I heard my name on there. I was like, "Wait a minute, what? Am I going to a home show? What? Did I commit to something that I don't remember? What?" Funny stuff, though. All right. Yeah, like that row comes back cold. Is there another Nick DeGilio?
I can only handle one.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Anybody who knows me. All right. Keep your ears peeled. Whenever I'm mentioned, jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Do you want to hit the theme now, or do you want to hit it on the way back?
We'll take it on the way back.
All right, on the way back. All right, it's Nick DeGilio Show continuing right now. We're going to get funky, 312-981-7200. We'll introduce Luscious Hushes and get funky for a Friday morning on Fly Jams Friday. And the show continues.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
All right. My man, Duffy, right there. That's one of my favorite intros that we have. I love it.
Duff's got the greatest voice.
He's the man.
He's the man.
He's the man. It's Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. The show is continuing, and we've got Fly Jams Friday for you, 312-981-7200. Is Luscious Hushes in the house?
Hold on one second. Let me...
Hey!
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
Yeah, he's here.
Well, theater of the mind right there. All right, we got requests?
Yeah, we got a ton of requests today, so we're going to try to get as many in here as we can.
Let's get funky.
All right, first off, it's a little James Brown, Soul Power, and this one's coming to us from Jim.
You know I like it. Ha, all right. Look at you. All right. No ball on the ground. You got to get down, 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 down. Ha. No ball.
Can't get much more fly than James Brown.
Seriously, he's the godfather of soul. What can I say?
You weren't alive, but James Brown's big comeback, because he was gone for a while. He wasn't around. For 8-9 years, we didn't really hear from James Brown. But you know what brought him back? Rocky IV.
Living in America.
That's right.
That's what's
and
up.
And suddenly James Brown was on MTV. He was back up. He started touring again. All because of Rocky IV.
It's great stuff.
Living in America. You know, right. It was really funny. They didn't finish the Chicago movie battle yet, did they? On Justin's show?
No, we still got the Final Four coming up.
Okay, so Blues Brothers is in there, right? Because it's gonna end up being Blues Brothers versus Ferris Bueller. That's how it's gonna. That's gonna be the final two. Mm-hmm. I just want to let everybody know. Want to let everybody know that. But Blues Brothers. people, you know, when that movie came out in 1980, those artists weren't popular. The people that they put in that movie, the people that Belushi and Aykroyd and John Landis put in that movie, they loved them. But nope, Aretha Franklin hadn't had a hit. James Brown was kind of nowhere. You know, locally, Johnny Lee Hooker was great.
Yeah.
But a lot of those artists that appear in that movie, there was a resurgence in their popularity because of that movie.
And aren't we lucky?
Yeah, no, it's great. Lucky. It was kind of refreshing because at that time, it was like new wave stuff was out. It was 1980. And all of a sudden, you've got these classic R&B artists who, Cab Calloway is suddenly hip again? That's one of the things I love about that movie. I'm not crazy about that movie, but I love the fact that it rejuvenated the careers of some classic artists who needed that rejuvenation. James Brown being one of them.
Of course.
God. And that scene in the Blues Brothers, I will say that, I do love it. In the church.
Oh, yeah.
I do love it. Okay.
All right, next up, a little Earth, Wind, and Fire coming to us from Mike in Old Irving Park. It's On Your Face.
You know, just thinking, hearing this, we haven't done this. I've been doing this segment for many, many years. We've been doing Fly Jams Friday for a long time, and we love doing it. It's a lot of fun. If we were to do a poll asking people who the flyest band of all time is, I think right there, I think it's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I think we might have to.
I think Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
In my opinion, they're the flyest band of all time. It would be interesting to see what if we did a poll, who would be, you know, what the outcome would be. But I really think Earth, Wind, and Fire is the flyest band of all time. Really do. They're so great. And there's 87 people in the band. Okay, what do we got next?
All right, next coming to us from our pal Dino, it's Platinum Hook with Woo.
That's a first.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Fly Jam first. Never played that before. Platinum Hook.
Yeah, Dino is really good at pulling out the obscure stuff, specifically from the 80s.
Yeah. No, he's consistent on
that. Great job on that every single week.
Yeah. All right. More requests here on Fly Jams Friday. We got a couple more we can get in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming to us from Paul, it's the Spinners. Mighty Love.
Keep on looking. You'll soon discover.
Spinners are pretty fly, too, man. I'm thinking,
seriously,
this is a little competition for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's a tough one.
That's tough. Spinners are great. That's just very fly.
Totally.
All right.
Totally.
Next, Nick DiGilio show here on 720 WGN. We have our weekly funky feature, Fly Jams Friday. All right. What's the next one?
So next is coming to us. This is a little escort here. This is coming to us from Tim. The song is Cocaine Blues.
Well, that song certainly sounds like a cry for help. What?
Wow. Oh, man. That is intense.
Yeah.
That is,
All right. That's got to be an 80s song, man. That's got to be an 80s song. Cocaine on my brain. Yeah. All right. I think we got time for one more, right?
All right. Yeah.
Just a quick one.
Quick one here. Let's cap it off with something real smooth. It's Gary wanting to hear Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, please.
We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30. Yeah, no one knows she'll be here. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays. Mrs. Jones.
That's my favorite Fly Jam of all time. I can't explain to you how much I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs ever recorded.
It's so good.
It's so good. All right, thanks everybody for listening. It's been a fun week. Have a great weekend. We will be back Sunday night, late Sunday night into Monday morning. We'll do the Monday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning movie reviews, and we will have much more.